the young would come forward, and we will hear from Sarah, I believe, this morning. And here she comes. And what a great group of kids. Look at this. Isn't it a good thing to have some youth amongst the gray hair and the rest of us?
Okay. Hi, guys. Happy Sabbath. So, today I have a story for you about rhinoceroses. What a baby rhinoceros. But, just rhinos, not rhinoceroses. Okay. I have a story about rhinos. Okay. So, do you guys... I learned some interesting facts about rhinos. Do you know that a group of rhinos is called a crash? A crash of rhinos. Yeah. And a baby rhinos are raised by just a mommy rhino, and the mother rhino, she usually just has one baby. And the rhinos are typically shy, and especially baby rhinos, they're usually really shy and just stay close to the mother, and she'll take care of them and protect them for 2 to 3 years. And male rhinoceroses, or rhinos, are very dangerous to a baby rhino. Sometimes if they see a mother rhino, they will want to spend time with the mother rhino, but they won't want a baby rhino. So often a male rhino will try to kill the baby rhino, and usually the mother rhino will do everything she can to protect her baby. And the babies are usually defenseless and helpless. But there was one story about a male rhino came, and he was pushing around the mommy rhino, and it was a dangerous situation for the mother rhino and especially for the baby. And while most baby rhinos would sit back and wait for their mother to hopefully protect them, this baby rhino, he didn't like what he was seeing. He did not like that big male rhinoceros's attitude. And a male rhinoceros can be up to 5,000 pounds. And a baby rhinoceros at birth is between 80 and only 120 pounds. And at one, they're maybe around 800, 875 pounds. So much smaller than a 5,000-pound male rhinoceros. And they don't even have a horn. But this baby rhinoceros, he wasn't worried about not having a horn or being much, much tinier than the big male rhinoceros. He went to protect the mother rhinoceros and chased away that big male rhinoceros. And he was bold enough that the male rhinoceros ran away and didn't attack. He was afraid of that baby. And you know, Ellen White, one of God's prophets, she says that nature is God's second book. And that reminds me of, you know, that rhinoceros, he was not the biggest, toughest rhinoceros. He was helpless and defenseless and tiny. But he wasn't scared. And you know, there's a Bible verse that says, don't let anyone look down on you for your youth. You can... Instead, be an example to everyone for Jesus. And God loves to use the littlest and the weakest. He used David. He was still a kid. to defeat the giant that all the big grown-ups were afraid of. And Gideon, he used him to defeat the army that was attacking God's people. And Gideon, when the angel told him, I want you to do this, Gideon said, I'm the weakest man in the weakest tribe. Why are you calling me? But God loves to choose the smallest and the weakest to show that he's the one in power, he's the one in control, and he's the one that helps us. And so when we trust God and we lean on God, God will use us, even if we're not the biggest and even if we're not the strongest. He will use us to do amazing and wonderful things for him. So never be afraid to do anything that God ever asks you to do or anything that's good, because God is the one that is big and powerful, and he's the one that will accomplish and help make anything he wants us to do possible. Okay, so you guys can all go back to your seats now. Thank you for listening to my story. Please pick up the plates as you're walking back, and remember the plates in the overflow also.
Good morning, church. Sinatambu Vinaka. That's, guess what that is?